Well, good morning. It is 6:24 a.m. on Thursday, March 16th, 2023. 35 degrees, which is almost 2 degrees Celsius. Still above 0 degrees Celsius. Yay. 83% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. I saw Hank today, he's a little terrier, maybe a little Scotty in him. He's definitely a mutt, but cute little mutt. Amy was walking him. I introduced myself. Wasn't Nick walking Hank, it was Amy. So that was cool. Official named NPC. Number two. A lot of dog walkers out this morning. Past like 3-4 already while I was sitting there marinating or walking. It's one of the few reasons to actually be up at this hour, walking the streets, walking a dog. So I realize having being under quarantine for COVID, I didn't take a test yesterday. I'm going to take a test this morning. We'll see. I'm still asymptomatic. So I know that doesn't mean I'm not carrying it, but I'm not feeling it. So that's encouraging. But I'll take another test today. But, you know, and I don't go out much, but the rigor of the mask, yes. I realized how out of that discipline I had become. And, you know, I don't leave the apartment much. I do get out just to stroll, just to get out of the apartment. I'll do that maybe a couple times a day, just walk around the block to get out in the world and get out of the apartment. But, going down to check the mail or take out the trash or whatever, it's like, put the mask on. Life in the pandemic, yo. So, following the strict guidelines of COVID quarantine, I can't see Allie until a week from today. And we have a date on the books for 1 week from today. Anticipation is it's certainly a spicy sauce for the meal, as it were. It does heighten everything, but I know this dating thing. It's rare enough in this world to find a connection to someone, a passionate connection. And I don't know, it feels like squandering an opportunity to not seize those opportunities and savor them. I don't know, it's like, what? You know, I saw Muse last Saturday. And I miss her. I saw her last Saturday, and I miss her. Powell's. And it's not like I'm building my life around either Muse or Allie. But they're both a part of my life now. I don't know. I'm trying to find that balance, because I don't have a lot of experience with this stuff. Trying to find that balance of autonomy and, you know, larger goals, life goals, the daily routine, the being of who you are, and then that desire to just be with another person, to fall into that person's world, or bring them into yours, or both. I mean, that's, maybe it's because I don't have a lot of experience with that it's so flustering. I mean, Muse and Allie both fluster me in wonderful ways. I'm not complaining about the flustering, but I'm very much aware of how when either of them enter into my thoughts, morning, that there's this little brain explosion, this shot of all sorts of wonderful brain chemistry kicks off. Endorphins and dopamine and serotonin and all those lovely things. I can feel my brain go pew, 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 pew. I don't know, and you know, honestly, these walks help. Because I get to talk to you, even though you kind of includes Allie and Muse, but being objective about such a powerfully subjective thing is challenging. I'll survive. I will survive. And honestly, it's a minor frustration in the context of the larger experience. Not that I ever thought I'd have this experience ever in my life, which in and of itself is really kind of remarkable. Oh, good morning. God, I thought I got tagged yesterday. Last night I was walking around. Needed to get some fresh air, a cold slap of air. And the crows had roosted, and there was some fluttering as I walked under a tree, and I felt something hit my shoulder. I thought, oh, that's it. Dave's been tagged. But nope, it must have been a branch or something. That's another thing. You would think, given, well, I guess because they only roost at night and early morning, that there's not a lot of people walking under the trees, but you'd think you'd hear about people getting splatted. I wonder if, I don't know, that might be ascribing too much awareness to them, but they're smart. They're smart birds. I wonder if they actually try not to poop on people. I don't know. It is an interesting phenomenon. Although I'm seeing more and more non-corvid birds flitting about. I actually contemplated putting up a bird feeder out on the porch. Some kind of pole that could affix to the railing and get some bird action out there. Because there's some lovely birds. It's really intriguing to see so many different species of birds, because I'm in a whole separate part of the country. I actually kind of need to start bending my mind towards that patio in earnest anyway. Because we're rolling up on spring here pretty quick. And I had some serious plans to create a little mini deck of dreams on that back porch. Because the living room, I haven't done a video of the apartment yet. I need to do that. The living room, I mean, that whole wall that faces east is plate glass and sliding glass doors. It's a beautiful, open air, bright light thing. And it looks right out on that porch. So filling it up with railing boxes and pots and barrels, half barrels and stuff would be a lovely addition. Here we go. The crow cacophony has begun. And I'm back at Jameson Square, so let's call that a blathering walk, shall we? It's Thursday. It's Friday Eve. I hope you have a fabulous Thursday. I hope you have some leftover pie from Pie Day. I've been noshing on my Marionberry pie and it's delicious. I hope you have a splendid day. I hope something or someone flusters you in wonderful, delicious ways. It doesn't have to be a person. It doesn't have to be anything like that. It can just be a book or a view or a restaurant, something that makes you realize that life is pretty freaking awesome because you get to insert thing, person, whatever here. Yeah, and however it goes down. Thank you, Brother Zig, for giving unto us the wisdom, the inspiration of, despite everything, create. Create. Because that flustering doesn't happen by itself. I mean, it feels like it. I know it does. But the act of recognizing something or someone that gives you those feelings, and then leaning into them, accepting them, That's a kind of creation. You are, I mean, at its core, creation is an acceptance of exploration, an accepting of a quest. When you sit down to make something, it's a quest that you choose. So choose that. It's fun. And I will tell you also to love fearlessly. Because that takes you places you never thought you'd go. And that's fun too. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.